Septula doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming on, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what. Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627. Craig Hoffman will join us. Craig covers the Redskins. He will join us at 4:25 today. Craig is from where again, Ramona? In Washington. Let me tell you about my friends at Parham, Smith, and Archinold. I've told you before, I'll tell you again. If you or a loved one's a victim of medical malpractice, I encourage you to call Parham, Smith, and Archinold, attorneys at law. Medical malpractice is what they do. It's what they're known for, and they're known as the best. They've handled some of the largest medical malpractice cases in the upstate. It costs you nothing to talk with them, and you only pay if there's a settlement or a verdict. Call 242-9008, 242-9008. Speak with Parham, Smith, and Archinold. Let me get back to the phones. Big Blue Bill. Bill, how are you?
Man, I was doing okay. You made me wait, man. Now that's going to cost me a couple more counseling sessions, man. I thought it was better now, Walt.
Yeah, we'll try, Bill. We'll try. We'll try and do better.
All right, I appreciate that, man. All right, so basically, as far as basketball goes, man, listen, man. Those cats on the Lakers and Celtics teams in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, their fundamentals were so much further along than anything almost anybody has nowadays as a whole. Nowadays, it's all about just back it down in the paint and turn around and do a turnaround, fade away or whatever, and a three-point shot. But back in the day, man, they actually played team ball. They knew what they were doing. They knew where the ball needed to go. And it was truly a thing of beauty to watch. Nowadays, it's just boring, just to try to watch that crap.
I still love the game of basketball, and I think the game of basketball right now is filled with a lot of really talented players. I think that the rules now so favor the offensive players, though, that it creates almost false gods, like false stars, guys who would certainly have been good had they played previously, but they're now putting up numbers the types of which they would never have put up in a different time frame. I think James Harden is a good example of that. I mean, I think Harden is a really good player. He's a master of the half inch. He knows how to create space, mostly by traveling. He knows how to create contact and get to the line. Some of those things would be true regardless. But because of the lack of hand checking, it allows guys like Harden a lot more freedom of movement than they would have had in the past. And he needs that because he's not an explosive guy.
Right. That's what I'm talking about right there, man.
Yeah.
Could you see, pick your name, Scottie Pippen, super. Could you see them D'ing up James Harden? I could. I could see them putting the clamps on him and making him almost totally irrelevant.
Yeah, well, the counter is, you know, too, on the offensive side, if you go to Rex Chapman's page, he has a video there linked at the top of the page. And that video shows you what basketball was like in the 80s, in the 90s, how it was being played, compared to what we're seeing now. And, you know, and Chuck Daly of Detroit imposed the Jordan rules. And the Jordan rules basically meant they were going to do anything they could to keep him from scoring. I mean, clothesline, three guys, hammer him. Players today aren't facing any of that. They're not. And it would make them reluctant to keep going back to the till if they were. And so if you had a guy like Jordan today, as great a scorer as Jordan was, all the things he was physically capable of doing, if you put Jordan in this game today with the lack of hand check and the fact that he would not face any of that contact that he faced in the past, there's no way. I mean, he was impossible to stop anyway. But you take a guy like that now and you put him in this game, I mean, Jordan's going to average 45, 48 points a game. I mean, if a James Harden, who's not a millionth of the player that Jordan is, can average 35 a game, what's Jordan going to average?
Absolutely. Totally agree on that one. A couple of more quick things, man. Number one, Isaiah Simmons. If you can name more than one player in the entire annals of NFL history, talent that he does, that's probably one too many just by the sheer factor that he can play so many positions. And most of the other two or three that might come to mind is you know, if you could have kept them off the cocaine, they might have been able to do the same thing, namely Hollywood Henderson and the original Lawrence Taylor. But if you
Henderson and who? Guys who you broke up on me.
Well, I'm sorry, Lawrence Taylor.
And, wait, Bill. Let's not get carried away, right? Isaiah Simmons is a great player. I doubt he'll ever be Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor is the greatest outside linebacker in the history of the National Football League. Let's slow down a little bit. You know, I mean, Isaiah Simmons is a great.
I'm talking about skill set. Maybe I was.
All right.
Because you think about it, Hollywood Henderson was a freaking linebacker returning punts and kickoffs, you know, but they couldn't keep him off cocaine.
Yeah. Henderson had off-field issues, as he suggests, and he was a good player, but he was never in the class of Lawrence Taylor. I mean, Lawrence Taylor changed the way the whole game was played, and in my mind, it's the greatest outside linebacker who ever lived, and it's on the short list of the greatest players of all time. I mean, if I start ticking off the greatest players of all time, he's going to be in those first 10 guys because that's how dominant he was. He's one of the greatest we've ever seen. But let me tell you something. You know, you talk about talent and athleticism and all these things. There's a guy coming right behind Isaiah Simmons who might be better than Isaiah Simmons. Wow. Micah Parsons, the linebacker at Penn State. I'm not sure I've ever seen anybody like him. He's like a bigger Isaiah Simmons. I mean, he is so insanely athletic. I mean, I don't know. Look, Isaiah Simmons, as I've said, there's nobody like Isaiah Simmons in this draft. I mean, Isaiah Simmons is a absolute freakazoid and capable of doing so many different things on a football field. And, you know, and he ran 4.39. But Micah Parsons, who's coming right behind him, is capable of doing all those same things, except he's like 255 pounds, and 6'4". Yeah, I mean, so look, there are certainly some incredible physical athletes today, and Isaiah Simmons is one of them, and Micah Parsons is going to be one of them next year. And he's going to move up and up and up and up. In their bowl game last year, I don't know when the last time I saw a player play a better game than that was. So, you know, and Simmons is fascinating because, as I said, he's not just – he played all these roles, and he's also completely unique amongst these top players in the draft, which is why, you know, I think there's going to be some movement for him. And I'm going to be fascinated to see where he finally winds up. I mean, even two is in play, so we'll see.
Well, greatest April Fool's joke ever. I lived in Memphis from 86 to 92, and they got one of the local sports writers on there to get Johnny Majors on just before Fat Phil got him fired from Tennessee. And they got him on there, and the April Fool's joke was that the University of Texas had filed a lawsuit against the University of Tennessee for wearing orange on their uniforms, and that Tennessee was going to have to adopt a new color to wear. And they had Johnny Majors on there going, yeah, we've been notified. We've got, you know, we got, he was holding up this piece of paper saying, you know, yeah, we got this, whatever you call it. My friend that worked at Channel 3 said, man, the phones lit up, man. They had to actually come back on TV to say, look, folks, we were kidding, man. We were just joking around. It's okay. Tennessee's going to be able to wear orange on their uniforms. That's how crazy that got out of hand, man. I'll leave you alone, Walt. Have a good day,
sir. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the call. Great call, as always. You know, you would think that somebody in the fan base would have figured that out. You know, I don't know. You know, Sports Illustrated ran a story once about a pitcher, Sid Finch, maybe was the name. But they ran a story about a pitcher who threw like 120 miles an hour, and the whole world bought that too. And it was an April Fool's joke. You know, there was no such person.
120.
Yeah, something like that. Let me say this on the Tua situation, which, you know, continues to unfold as the draft approaches. We're now within 23 days of the NFL draft. I wrote this today on Twitter. I wrote, Tannenbaum, Pioli, Mueller have now all expressed grave concerns about drafting Tua. I've been a bit of an island in a media ex-scout, ex-player analyst world suggesting that Tua's injury was no concern. As we approach the draft, people who had skin in the game are very worried. So you have right now three ex-general managers in Tannenbaum, Pioli, and Mueller who are all expressing grave concern about drafting Tua. Now you have one, Polian, who said he would. But you have three. And to my knowledge, these are the only four who have spoken out either on social media or some other platform, radio, about the prospect of drafting Tua. And Tannenbaum, Pioli, and Mueller basically all uttered the same story, that they would not sign off on drafting Tua because there's just no way to vet him medically at this point. And again, I'm of the opinion that there's no way to vet him, period, until he absorbs contact. So I don't know that the vetting process, which might have proven satisfactory to some teams in terms of executing their draft pick, would have been a practical way to judge Tua's condition in any case. But it might have satisfied the hierarchy of some of these respective teams. Regardless, I think it's interesting that all along, the conventional wisdom has been there are no worries, just draft him. You've had ex-players like Dan Orlovsky saying that exact thing. Remember, he made light of the whole thing. Injury, smidgery,
yes,
who cares?
Like,
you know, yeah, that type of thing. And I tried to educate him about the history of the injury. I don't know that he responded to it, but regardless, as we approach the draft, this is the first I'm seeing and hearing of voices who used to sit in the seats who are saying, hey, not so fast. You know, this is a media creation. In fact, that's what Mueller said. I don't know if I can find his exact comments, but Mueller basically said, you know, the media is not concerned at all with the prospect of drafting Tua, but I would be. And so you have three general managers who are now saying that they would be out on Tua at the top of the draft. But that doesn't matter. Let's just go full speed ahead and let's draft Tua at the top of the draft. We'll see. Look, as I've said before, I just think it's too much risk for a bad team to take on. I think you have to make a smarter decision than that. Look, could Tua wind up being the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? Maybe. Maybe. But it just comes with too much of a risk. It comes with too much of a risk. Rebecca wrote, I remember the first day I came up on your show. Horrible injury. Fragile athlete, but a wonderful young man. Everyone wants to work. You brought facts and did the research. Good job as usual. Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate it. You know, again, that's my position. My position is, I hope he goes on to a 15-year NFL career and makes the Hall of Fame. you know, Road Warrior wrote me and said, yeah, but the danger is if you don't do it, he turns out to be great. You know, you look like an idiot. And see, I don't see it that way. To me, he's just too risky, period. I don't care what he goes on to do. I'm not judging it based on that. If I'm an executive with an NFL franchise, I have to make sound decisions that are in the best interest long term. It is not a sound decision to invest a high draft pick for a bad football team in that player under these conditions. Even if it turns out great. God forbid, though, you move up to 2 or something like that, and you draft this kid, and, you know, game 1, game 2, whatever it is, game 3, he has a redislocation of that hip. I just don't know how you're going to explain that. I think you'll be absolutely fired because it will basically say you just didn't do. But the reverse, I don't think is true. I think if you pass on Tua, I think you're making a sound decision, even if the most optimistic version of Tua's future is what actually takes place. And I hope it is. As I said, I hope he goes on to play 15 years. I hope he goes to the Hall of Fame. I hope he achieves all of that. I've always liked the player, always, from the very beginning. I was one of the original voices of Tua, talking him up way before he got to Alabama, that whole first year, telling people he should be the starter. But the injury history is real, and it's something that any smart executive needs to consider seriously when there are healthy, talented options available, one who is 6'6" and who has aced the entire process and is healthy and started 4 years and didn't play with any of those talented wide receivers. Walt Tiptula, Red Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
We all know to wash our hands and social distancing, but did you know the CDC recommends cleaning the hard and soft surfaces in your home? There's no one better to call than the cleaning experts at Zero Res. Deemed as an essential business and is continuing to provide cleaner, healthier, and safer environments for their customers. Get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for $119, plus a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch surfaces. Call 558-7300 or schedule online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with 2 years, 25,000 miles free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. And Toyota of Easley gives away $1,000 every 2 weeks. All you have to do to enter to win is test drive a car. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley, 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Support a local business and order from the Blue Heron in Pendleton for curbside pickup. From 4 till 9 p.m. daily, pick a delicious meal and avoid the crowds. Enjoy any of their menu favorites or that bottle of wine you've been craving. Charred grilled filet mignon, shrimp and cheddar cheese grits, sushi, crab cakes, chicken wings, amaretto cheesecake, and so much more. Are you hungry yet? Check out the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials. To place your order, call 864-653-3354 for the Blue Heron.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Medical malpractice is the third leading cause of death. If you or a loved one have been a victim of medical malpractice, you need the professionals at Parham Smith and Archinold on your team. Parham, Smith & Archinold focuses specifically on medical malpractice and have handled some of the largest cases in the upstate. They have offices in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston. 242-9008. Parham, Smith & Archinold, specialists in medical malpractice.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
Tulip Road Rage, we are back. We're expected to be joined by Craig Hoffman momentarily. Craig is a Redskins radio personality with 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C. So we're going to speak to Craig about the Redskins. And I think Craig is also originally from the upstate. And Craig has been involved in a lot of different sports ventures in the Washington area. I believe he's heavily involved in the Washington Spirits now as well. But we expect to speak to Craig shortly about the Redskins. Obviously, under new management in terms of a coaching staff, Ron Rivera has taken over. And I think that bodes well. I think it bodes well for the Redskins in moving forward. You have a proven commodity with Rivera, and I think he's made good staff decisions as well, bringing in Jack Del Rio, bright defensive mind. You know, I think there were some signs with the Redskins that maybe they're starting to figure some things out. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. We'll talk to Craig about that momentarily. Let me see. And do we have him, Ramona? Okay, we're still working on that. But, you know, when I look at the Redskins, I think there's a chance of some upward mobility soon. You know, I think there's a chance that maybe this coaching staff can turn things around. You know, the truth about that division is, you know, last year the whole division wasn't very good. And do I think that Philadelphia is going to be improved? Yeah, but a lot of that hinges on the health of Carson Wentz and whether he can stay healthy through a full season. Do I think that the Cowboys could be improved? I don't know. I don't know. I do think that McCarthy will make a difference there. It's a division that's a little bit in flux. I think the Frederick blow was pretty significant for Dallas, although, you know, they have the luxury of some options there because, so they may be able to get by that, but they still have issues. They have issues in their secondary. They lost Byron Jones. They have issues at the linebacker level where, you know, health and age becomes a concern. I still don't know what the status of Leighton Vander Esch is. You know, he's dealing with a neck injury, and it just seems so like supposition in terms of what he is and what he's going to be moving forward. Meanwhile, you know, Sean Lee's going to play another year, but how much time does he have left? And so there are some areas of concern with that team. The Giants are certainly a team that's sort of in development. You know, so we'll see how it plays out. But I think there are I think there are question marks on the other teams in that division. Meanwhile, the Redskins are looking for a total reboot. They're looking to start all over, start fresh. And, you know, and I, as we've talked about before, I don't think they handled Dwayne Haskins very well. There seems to be a tug of war about Dwayne Haskins within that previous hierarchy. And I, you know, it's hard to know sometimes, excuse me, what those factions were and what those roles actually were. But as an outsider who followed it closely, to the degree that, you know, any outsider can follow anything closely, my belief was that it appeared that ownership, Snyder and company, had decided that when Haskins slipped to 15, they were taking him. It appeared that Gruden didn't want to do that. And I think the reason Gruden didn't want to do that is I think he knew his job was in the balance and that he was looking for somebody in that spot to help his football team. And I think as such, he didn't want a rookie quarterback. He was looking for somebody who could come in and make an impact and not just to help his team in terms of record, but preserve his job. When that didn't happen, I think there became an internal struggle there, sort of a tug of war over Dwayne Haskins. And it was a struggle that the coaching staff lost. And I again, to me, the signs were clear, and I think the most evident, obvious sign of it was how you break in a young quarterback. Because if you have a young quarterback that you like and you want to develop, I think what you do is you work him in slowly, you play him in home games, you start him in a home game, you try and let's just, hey Ramona, so you're telling me that that he needs to move in a segment?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, let's just schedule it for a different day. How about that?
Okay.
We'll do that. All right. Because I have plans the rest of the day, so we'll reschedule that. But in terms of the Redskins, you know, I think when you look at that situation as it developed, I think there was a lot of bad blood. And when they didn't start him until the Buffalo game at Buffalo, again, that's just not something you do with a rookie quarterback. You don't go start your first-time quarterback at Buffalo against that defense, which was a truly elite defense with an elite secondary, unless you're desirous of having them fail to prove a point. And that's what it looked like to me all along. It looked to me like Gruden didn't want the pick and didn't want to play him. And when he was finally compelled to play him, he said, all right, well, I'll play him. I'm going to play him at Buffalo, and we'll see how he does. And it's just not the way you handle a young quarterback. So it was obvious to me there was a power struggle within that hierarchy, and it obviously played out in favor of ownership, as you would expect. And so you bring in a new coaching staff and you start over, but this coaching staff wasn't responsible for drafting Haskins. And that's why I think you get these uncertainties. Also, it appears that this coaching staff has been very close-mouthed. This information that's leaked out, I don't know where it's come from. It certainly hasn't come from Ron Rivera or Jack Del Rio. So I'm not sure. And I don't see how any Washington Redskins beat writer or anybody else would have any real insight into what the Redskins were going to do, because it's a new staff. So you don't have any prior relationship with them. You know, so there's no, like, deep throat within the organization who's going to be spreading any secrets to you. So the story leaked out about Tua. I don't know where that comes from. And then subsequent to that, the story about the Redskins. And this is Lock Amphora on the second one. And as I said, Lock Amphora is one of these made men. His information is generally good. But if you actually watch what he said, he still thought that if the Redskins stayed at two, they would take Young. He was, they also love Simmons, and as they would. And so his suggestion was if they could trade out of there, that that Simmons would be the guy that they would covet. But the problem is with that is you can't really do that because, as I indicated, you don't have any way of knowing where he's going to fall to. Do I think, you know, and they're moving to a 4-3, and they've got lots of talent along that defensive front, as I said. And the linebacker level, I think they're a little weak at. I mean, they brought Thomas Davis in. I think there is a need for Simmons in that system. But we're not going to speak to any Redskin insiders today. Let me get to Mountain Gamecock. Mountain Gamecock, how are you?
Hey, buddy. How you doing, bud?
Good. Listen, appreciate you getting in.
You were talking about earlier about, you know, the 80s NBA teams, and with, you know, the Celtics and the Lakers and all that. And let's drop back a decade. Let's go back to the 70s. Man, there's four teams that stands out. That you got the Bullets in 1978, Dandridge, Unseld, Chenier, Hayes. That's a hell of a team.
Well, you know, Bobby Dandridge is one of the more underrated players in the history of the game. Because, first of all, he's one of the great defenders at the small forward position in the history of the game. And he was also a really effective scorer. I mean, he probably averaged 18 or something for his career. Bobby Dandridge, if you want to talk about a historical list of the most underrated players ever played, Bobby Dandridge, people have never even heard of Bobby Dandridge. Bobby Dandridge is one of those guys. Phil Chenier was... Phil Chenier was a tremendous two-guard, really gifted guy, great elevation on his jump shot, could really shoot the ball. Wes Unseld's one of the strongest men who ever lived and arguably the greatest outlet passer in history. And Elvin Hayes is just one of the greatest players who ever lived collegiately and professionally. I mean, Elvin Hayes was unbelievable.
Elvin Hayes was great. And then you've got... three more teams. I'm going to go through them quick. You got the Blazers in 78. You got Walton, Lucas. Seven players that average in double figures. And one of them was Tom Owens, by the way, Gamecock.
That team was all about Bill Walton. That whole offense ran through Bill Walton. He's one of the great coaches of all time. He preached sharing of the basketball, and they ran everything through Walton. Maurice Lucas was one of the great enforcers in the history of the game. 6'9", built like a brick wall, and played with a sneer and played angry, and everybody was afraid of Maurice Lucas and never wanted to test him. And they had a small forward named Bobby Gross, who was only like 6'6".
Yes.
Who was one of the great defenders in history. He gave Julius Erving a really tough time defensively, and they had guys like Dave Twardzik and like. It was not a team with many historical names. Johnny Davis played for that team. It was not a team with many great historical names other than Walton. It was the greatest definition of a team. And, of course, in the finals, they lost the first two games to the to a loaded Julius Erving-led Philadelphia 76er team. And then they came back to win four consecutive games and just totally dominated. And it was at that time that Bill Walton was arguably playing the best basketball that any five-man in the history of the game has played.
Yep, and 1972 Lakers, West, Goodrich, McMillan, yep. Bridges, Chamberlain.
Yeah. Well, that team, yeah, that team won 33 games in a row, and the backcourt of West and Goodrich, you know, might be the best backcourt that ever played. Again, Gil Goodrich's name, people don't know, but he was a tremendous player, left-handed shooter. The only reason he isn't more revered through history is because of Jerry West, because he played with Jerry West. But that backcourt.
One more, and I'm going to let you go. The 73 Celtics, Cowens, Havlicek, White, and you can speak on that. And also, the most underrated center in the history of basketball is Nate Thurman.
Yep. Thank you, Mountain Gamecock. Good job. Good call. Yeah, you know, that Celtic team with Cowens and White, as indicated, Havlicek was my father's favorite player. Moved without the ball better than any player in the history of the game. Again, if you want to talk about the most underrated players of all time, Havlicek might lead that list. Scored over 26,000 points in his career. Just an incredible, incredible player. Ran nonstop, never ran out of energy, never fatigued, was just a machine. Cowens, the 6'9 Florida State product, probably the greatest hustler in the history of basketball. Absolutely great on the secondary break. Love pulling up at the top of the key, hitting that shot. JoJo White, one of the great shooters in the history of the game. JoJo White, and really the most amazing shot in some ways in the history of the game. JoJo White played for Kansas. He had a line drive jump shot that never looked like it went above the rim, and yet somehow would go in. He shot the ball with almost no arc, and yet was one of the great shooters of that time period. That team was, incredible. And his last point was Nate Thurman. You know, other than Russell and Chamberlain, maybe even considering Chamberlain, you can make the case that Thurman's the greatest defensive center ever lived. He's a guy who averaged over 20 and 20 for his career. He was nearly 7 feet tall, nothing but sinewy muscle. He was just an incredible defensive player. Incredible. So, yeah, those are all excellent calls on your part, Mountain Gamecock. Let me tell you about Stamps.com. Look, for all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds. Look, here's the deal. Here's how you do it. You go to Stamps.com because anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Their on-demand postage means you can skip that trip to the post office. Plus, you can save money with discounts you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings you all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. This is Stamps.com, and you avoid all the congestion of the post office. Whether you're a small office sending out invoices, an online seller shipping out products, even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Once your mail is ready, just hand it to your carrier, drop it in the mailbox. It's just that simple. Time isn't the only thing you'll be saving. With Stamps.com, you can get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off shipping rates. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. There's no commitment to lease, no long-term commitments. It's a no-brainer. Stamps.com saves you time and money. That's why over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Right now, my listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in Road Rage as one word. That's Stamps.com, enter Road Rage as one word, and stay safe, my friends. Lincoln, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Walter Petula, Road Rage, quick break.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Located at 134 Exchange Street in beautiful historic downtown Pendleton, the Blue Heron offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, farm-to-table flatbread, drinks, and desserts. Featuring an upscale seating area and bar to catch all the big games, their daily menu specials and happy hour fits every craving. 134 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram at Blue Heron Restaurant. Visit BlueHeronFood.com for full menu specials and more information. That's BlueHeronFood.com.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
At Chick-fil-A, we may be about the little things, but for us, community is a big thing. It brings out the best in us all, even in times as uncertain as these. While we can't have the pleasure of serving you in our dining areas, we're still here for you. With delivery, drive-through, and mobile order where possible, in compliance with state and local regulations. Order through the Chick-fil-A app or our delivery partners, and we'll see you soon. In the meantime, let's all take good care of each other.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Out of Bounds is fast-paced. Can you keep up? Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Granlick. Weekdays from noon to 3 on The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Lots to get to. You want to get in, enjoy the conversation, you're welcome to. Lincoln, I'm coming right to you. Before you get going, let me tell you about First Class Haul. Look, our staff is trained in specific makes. That means when one of our techs services your Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you'll have someone with the expertise and experience to properly diagnose any issues. We have top-of-the-line tools and diagnostic equipment that we keep up to date. We believe in our work. That's why we offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So if you move to California, we still stand behind our services. We believe in honest estimates. One of our service advisors will go line by line with any recommended work we suggest, let you know the urgency behind any such repairs. How about this with an oil change at First Class Haul? One, we test drive your vehicle before and after. Two, our master tech will rotate your tires. This service is not only included in your oil change, but performed by one of our master techs. Three, our master tech will also perform a complete brake inspection. We see others glance at brakes. We remove the tires and actually measure the brakes. Four, we perform a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering, fluids, lights, and so much more. This is First Class Haul. Go see him in Anderson and Greenville, and you will thank me later. All right, back to the phones. Lincoln, how are you?
Good, Walt. How about you?
Good, Lincoln. I appreciate you getting in.
Today I have three NFL questions for you.
Good. Great.
The first one, who do you think will be the main target wide receiver-wise for Tom Brady this year, Chris Godwin or Mike Evans?
Well, now that Godwin has surrendered his number to Brady, I guess it better be Godwin. You know, Godwin gave up his number 12 jersey so that Brady could keep his jersey, and Godwin is now going to wear number 14. So I think Brady's going to owe him some favors. So I'm going to go with Godwin.
And my second one, dealing with Brady again, do you think he'll use O.J. Howard like he did Gronkowski?
I think it's a great question, Lincoln, because O.J. Howard has been underutilized. And in fact, Bruce Arians, the head coach, publicly said the other day that this should be the coming out party for O.J. Howard, and that O.J. Howard should be beyond thrilled and excited and ready to take advantage of his opportunity. You know, it was almost like Bruce Arians was giving him a little bit of a motivational talk publicly about the fact that, hey, it's time to wake up. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. The other thing is this. O.J. Howard, and it never looked this way at Alabama, but he hasn't had great hands at the pro level. You know, when the ball is thrown to him, he needs to catch it. Now, Brady may throw a more catchable ball as well and will be on target more than Winston was, which should help him as well. But, yeah, I think you're 100% right, Lincoln. I think that that O.J. Howard should have a rebirth under Tom Brady, no question.
Thank you. And then my last question, what do you see the future holds for Mitch Trubisky?
You know, Lincoln, those are all great questions. And I think Mitchell Trubisky is running out of time. I think that, you know, he may be replaced this year by Nick Foles. I mean, they brought Foles in. That is not bode well in my mind for Trubisky. You know, I think they're going to give Trubisky a chance, but I wouldn't be surprised if Foles is the quarterback of that team this year. And if it is, then Mitch Trubisky might not be long for Chicago. And, of course, the GM there is Ryan Pace, and he's the guy who made the decision to draft Trubisky and move to get him and pass on guys like Mahomes and Watson. And that decision has not worked well for him. And if it winds up that Mitch Trubisky leaves Chicago, it might mean the end for Ryan Pace in Chicago as well. Yeah, those are excellent questions, Lincoln. It's another good job, Lincoln.
I appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Lincoln. Excellent. Yeah, well done. How about that, Ramona? Lincoln's 13 years old. He's asking brilliant questions.
I know.
So if you dare, follow in Lincoln's shadow right now, 654-7627, 654-7627. I want to talk some college football. I also want to talk some college basketball if time allows today. Ramona, we have something, though, from yesterday that we didn't get to, and that is a recording of Mike Florio and Chris Sims discussing the top wide receivers of all time. Do we not?
Yes, we do.
Let's go to that audio.
Well, as we search for content, how about Stephon Diggs, newly acquired by the Buffalo Bills? He had a suggestion on Twitter yesterday, top five wideouts to ever play the game. Go. So we will go. And we're going to go maybe five rounds here, depending upon how long we talk, to support each of our picks. We are going to draft, Chris, the all-time greatest receivers to ever play the game of professional football. And we are conceding that Jerry Rice is the number one greatest of all time. Sorry, Randy Moss. He tried to make the argument in 2012 that it's him. It's not. It's Jerry Rice. He's the GOAT. He gets the, we'll call it like we did a few weeks ago, the Joe Montana Memorial Draft, even though he's not dead. This is the Jerry Rice Memorial Draft, even though he's not dead. So we will continue from there. And there's no trivia question today. So, Chris, I'll just let you. How are we going to determine the first pick? Because I want the first pick. Are you going to give me the first pick?
Go ahead. I'll let you have the first pick on a day like today. Go ahead. That's fine.
Who do you think I'm going to pick?
I don't know who you're going to pick. I don't think you're going to pick Randy Moss. I don't. So I don't know where you're going to go. I'm very intrigued. Who's it going to be?
I'm picking Terrell Owens. And the difference between Terrell Owens and Randy Moss is this. Even though Terrell Owens at times was a colossal pain in the butt, plenty of receivers are colossal pains in the butt, folks, from time to time. I've heard stories about how they used to get Jerry Rice out of the locker room when they knew that the fuse was about to hit the bomb and he was going to blow. So they got him dressed and gone and in his car before the media ever showed up. But, the thing that still bothers me about Randy Moss, I play when I want to play. The quitting on the Raiders, the consistent failure to get the absolute most out of his God-given ability, that bothers me to this day. So that's why I take Terrell Owens, because all the things you can say about Terrell Owens, you can never say he did not bust his ass every single day to be the best receiver he could be, and you can never say that he quit on his team. He may have been disruptive, but he never quit on his team. The year that he was trying to get traded by the Eagles, he still had over 100 receiving yards per game in the games that he played.
Yeah, but sometimes his distractions and side antics led to him not being maybe as good as he could be and caused issues with the team, too. So, I could very easily argue that as well to go, okay, yeah, he was the best receiver on that team, but that team is dysfunctional because of him. So, that's just one thing I will push on that. But I'm still going with Randy Moss as my first pick, and I hear you. The things you said are real. I get it. Randy Moss is, one of those guys we would put on the list as diva wide receivers. He's one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen in the sport. And not to say Terrell Owens is not. I get that. But I can just remember a few things. First off, seeing Randy Moss in person is a special event. It really is, because he's like a praying mantis, yet he's the fastest guy in the field. He's got some of the greatest hands we've seen in the history of the sport. You had to change your game plan when you played Randy Moss. And when I first got to Tampa Bay, the Bucs were one of the best defenses of football coming off the Super Bowl. And I remember, John Lynch and Rondé Barber talking about, the old NFC Central battles. Then they were going, gosh, good thing we don't have to deal with Randy Moss anymore. I don't have to worry about getting 40 yards deep when I'm playing cover two because, he can get up on my toes in four steps. So.
And it went on and on from there. So the question was originally posed by John. I'm going to come to you in a minute. The question was originally posed by Stephon Diggs, and we're seeing some of this. We saw who was it? Was it Lane Johnson? I think it was Lane Johnson, offensive lineman, who posted the other day. Five best offensive linemen of all time. Go. I responded to that as well, and there was a little mini thread that we developed on my feed, but the five best wide receivers of all time, and you have Florio and Sims discussing it, and the first thing they do is they concede Jerry Rice is the greatest of all time. That is not wise to begin with, because I don't think it's an appropriate concession. I think Jerry Rice is one of the two or three greatest receivers of all time, and you could certainly put him one, and you could make the argument for him to be one. But it's certainly a position that shouldn't be conceded in any discussion of the greatest wide receivers of all time. These guys went through five each. They granted that one. So from that point on, they can't add either, because they got to the end and they're wondering how many they had named. Again, you concede one, so you need four more if you're conceding one. And they each went past that. And at some point late in the process, they began to discuss, I don't know that we're really being fair to history. And then at some point there, Florio brings up Don Hutson and cites the fact he had 17 touchdowns in one season and was playing 10, 11 game seasons and this stuff. But you waited far too long. You waited far too long. Don Hutson held 19 NFL records. The 19th was for the most records. And many of Hudson's records still stand. Hudson's touchdown record stood for 47 years. He had 99 touchdown catches at a time frame that no one was doing that. Hudson was a masterful route runner, but what Hudson also had was Hudson had world-class speed. And as I said many times, one of the mistakes that these people make in any of these type of conversations, they say, well, you know, what if you took him from the past and you put him today? I don't know, you know, I don't know how he would do. Well, again, first of all, it's not a way to judge history. It's completely inappropriate. It's not fair to people who played the game previously. The only way to judge history, and the NFL Hall of Fame determined this a long time ago, because I used to have discussions with Jim Campbell, the NFL Hall of Fame historian. The only way to fairly judge history is by evaluating how players dominated their own era. To what degree did a guy dominate his own era? That's, you don't try and transplant somebody who played decades ago and say, well, I don't know how he would do today. That's not an issue. He didn't play today. You know, you have to evaluate to what degree did they dominate their own era. And furthermore, the other part of that was, did they change the way the game was played? No receiver in history changed the game the way the game was played more than Don Hudson. Not even close. Not even remotely close. Hudson revolutionized the position. And oh, by the way, Hudson was faster than Jerry Rice. Faster. That's right. Even playing back when he played, Hudson had world-class speed. John, you're first up on the other side. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the Upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the Upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now.